live at ACB 2010. This is Michael Law for Cerro Talk, and I caught up here with Phil from Envision America. We're going to show their two latest products, the new ID Summit. But first, let's talk about Script Talk.
Yeah, Script Talk is a product that will read your prescription to you. The technology is RFID, radio frequency identification, and what that means is there's a microchip sandwiched between the layers of the paper that the pharmacist would fill your prescription with and then put it on your bottle. And then you would have a unit at home that would then take the information out of the microchip and play it back to you and voice it back to you. It would listen and play back everything that was in print on your prescription itself.
So that could be things like dosage as well as directions, how many times to take, and whether you take it before or after eating, or whether you need an empty stomach or full stomach and things of that sort, right? All of the details that would go along with it. Not just what it is, but how to use it.
Yeah, let me scan an item here.
No prescription information is available. Please scan medication.
Okay, so I'm going to scan the medication.
Patient, John Smith, medication, amoxicillin, 250 milligram tablets. Instructions, take one tablet 3 times daily with meals. Prescription date, June 25th, 2010. Refills remaining, zero. Prescriber, Dr. William Samuels. To reorder this prescription, dial area code 309-555-1212. Prescription number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Warning. Important. Finish all this medication, unless otherwise directed by prescriber.
So that's all of the information you need, including how to refill it. That's very useful.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Any information that is in print on the label itself will be played back to you.
Now, you're working with a number of large chain pharmacies. Is that correct? I think when I first talked to you with Anna, maybe back in early 2009,
yes,
it was still kind of in a pilot program, but you really, what pharmacies now do you work with?
Well, we're still working with most of the big pharmacies. We've had conversations with all the majors. We're also in conversations with Medicare about paying for the unit. The unit itself is $225 is what the reader that you would have at home. We do have some small pharmacies that actually give the unit away. If you buy your prescriptions from them with the label already on there, they'll actually give you the unit itself. So there's different ways to get the information.
So some folks can get this without paying for it out of pocket.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
Wow, very cool. This is... So that information's on the bottle, so it doesn't matter. The unit itself is not really storing data, right?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. So there's no way that there can be a problem or anything. It's all filled by the pharmacist himself, and all the information is encoded in there by the pharmacist.
Wow, very good. Well, we'll give contact information for people who want to purchase it. But before we do, we'll see if your ID Mate Summit, the new unit... your new barcode reading device here, with how many million products can this device handle these days?
Well, right now it currently has a little over 3.5 million items, and not only will it tell you what the item is, but it'll give you ingredients, cooking instructions on many of those items, or on music, any CD from pretty well 1986 on. It'll name the name of the CD, the recording artist. It'll tell you the song on track one, on track two, so all the information is there on all these different products.
Yes, we heard one podcast with a demo by Randy, and talking, showing cooking, ingredients, which is useful because, if maybe you're allergic to MSG or sesame seeds or something like that, you can scan the product and see if it contains something, peanut oil, what have you, so you can find that out in advance and save yourself but just the convenience of it, the cooking instructions and how to microwave it or make it on a stovetop or, you know, crock pot or what have you. So very useful there. Now, that has a little bit more of a price, and I guess in part because you have storage, right?
Yes. It's more expensive, but it's all these items that it can identify. Plus, you can do your clothing. There's an iron-on label that you would iron on the, like on the collar or back of a blouse or a shirt. You would iron that on one time, and then you scan it the first time. The unit doesn't know what it is, so then you hold the record button and record, well, this is my pink and green polka dot shirt, and I just love it and wash it on gentle action and low heat. Whatever you record is what it's going to play back the next time you scan that barcode.
So you got good waterproof barcode labels that don't wash off and aren't affected.
Absolutely.
You have to be mindful of different detergents or?
No,
you've got that perfected. Wow.
You can go through the cleaners and they're not affected at all. So hundreds of washes that it's good for.
Now I understand part of the price is because this is a store grade. This would be like the same barcode scanner that the actual merchants would be using, right? When they label their products.
Yes, it is.
Right. So that factors into it, and all the items are stored. So the benefit is that certainly you could take this into a store, right, and sit there and scan products and probably make some merchants a little nervous wondering what you're doing, but you can actually go through and find weights and exact product names and prices and everything, right?
Yes. Now, the pricing isn't in there because we don't know what price to put. And the other thing I would say, I'd caution you, if you've got a small store and you know where pretty well everything is, you could do that. But I don't want you to think that that's what it is. My blind brothers will take it to the store with them, and they'll have a stock boy go with them, and they'll tell the stock boy, I want some Skippy Crunchy peanut butter, whatever it is, and they'll take it off the shelf and hand it to him. They'll scan it and verify that he gave them crunchy instead of smooth, and then they'll put it in the basket. But I don't want you to think that it's that easy. Let's say peanut butter is going to be four shelves of different brands over a 10-foot area. Well, you can't scan, put it back, scan, because you're looking for crunchy. So usually just take it and use a stock boy. Once you get it home, now it's a different story where you'll be able to identify what you've got at home.
Wow, very good. And what is the cost of the new ID Made Summit?
It's $1,299. At the shows, we give a discount of $1,234. And also, we update the data for you twice a year. So the database is just going to continue to grow and mature and be even better. Every year it gets better.
Well, and you also have an upgrade path, right, for folks who may have bought a previous ID Made, is that correct?
Yes, we do. We have a trade-in program where if you have the previous version, which is called Omni, ID Made Omni, we do a trade-in of that device for the new Summit and give a $500 discount off that. So it's really $799 for the traded-in device.
Well, very good. I think that covers it. Phil, why don't you give a website and phone number for folks who like to pursue either of these great products?
Yeah, the website is in Envision, Envision, at envisionamerica.com. So that's the website.
Okay.
Phone number, 800-890-1180 is our 800 number.
And just envisionamerica.com is the website.
Yes, it is.
Very good. Thanks a lot, Phil. Live at ACB 2010 for CeroTalk.com blog and podcast. This is Michael Loft.